Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rapture Centric Radio.
Something like my makeup, I say you the best. I know you can't see it all by yourself, but you are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. God ain't made you like anybody else. Don't let nobody tell you that you're anything less, cause you are.
To Rapture Centric Radio. Right now we don't have any calls in, but can't wait to hear from everyone tonight. So, yeah, a lot's been going on in the news. You know, we've had a lot of snow here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So it's been fun playing in the snow. I am going to wait for our next caller, so y'all just hold and wait until our callers call in. All right, so, don't have any callers right now, but, we've still got, the police for Super Bowl. This year's Super Bowl has been declared a level security event, allowing Homeland Security Presidential Directive 5 to kick in. Provides authority for the feds to act as the lead in all security operations in New Jersey and adjacent to New York. We need to be keeping our eyes open on the Super Bowl. Also, BeforeIt'sNews.com. People are saying to get your money out of the banks right now because, we're going to be – the economy obviously isn't looking good. And, also, we've had just a lot of extreme weather. Going on, especially in the south. It's a lot of cold weather, a lot of accidents. We've had some deaths actually yesterday, today. There's obviously been a lot of investigation that people looking into the symbolism surrounding the Super Bowl, showing the abyss of the Bible being open. In Revelation 9:1, it says, "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven into the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power and the scorpions over the earth. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any green tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God on their foreheads." So where we're headed, Grokes, I don't know how you pronounce it, but he has a lot of great videos showing the symbolism that surrounds, it's just really cool how he shows the symbolism in his video. So check him out, the Grox one. What else is going on? We have Turkey arrives in Iran, predicted by Waylid Shubat. What this is about. Yeah, check into that. There's a lot going in with Turkey and Bible prophecy. Also, we have a bright meteor seen over 14 states in America. Authorities want remote access to home for the greater good. I actually had a dream the other night of, Google Maps, I actually had a vision of Google Maps. I was looking at Google Maps in my dream, and I could actually see the government or other people tapping in, like trying to look at us. It was really a weird dream, actually. Let's see. Also, we have we had Obama's State of the Union address. I guess that was yesterday. Or was it the day before? I'm getting my days confused. I caught a little bit of it yesterday. But just 1 year ago, Obama's State of the Union started with a declaration John F. Kennedy made to the chamber 51 years earlier. The Constitution makes us not rivals for power, but partners for progress. My, how the tone has changed in just 300. All right, we have a caller. Hey, Luco.
Hey, how's it going?
You're on air.
Oh, hey, everybody.
So we're just kind of talking about the Obama State of the Union.
Oh, I honestly, I have not paid attention to that at all.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, anything you want to share today, or?
I just got off the phone with talking to Jason for a while. The conversation is pretty cool. I think he's about to come on here too. But that's pretty much what I've been up to lately.
Awesome. Because we don't have any call-ups right now, which is very
rare. Oh, really?
Which is rare.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Jason needs to get on here then.
Yeah. Also, let's see. Do you
is
know
Carter
any news that's going on? No, Carter's not on.
Oh. How many listeners do we have?
I'm not really sure. I know we have at least none. I'm sure we have more than that, but...
Okay.
So, yeah, I was talking about how I actually had a dream last night that Google World, Google Play, the actual
Google
street.
Earth.
Yeah, Google Earth. Actually seeing people like trying to like look at us. It was kind of weird. I don't know. So
people were trying to look at you through Google Earth?
Yeah, I mean in my dream. So
that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Maybe you were getting like a glimpse of the future stalkage that's about to happen on everybody.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just talking about also like the weather here in Tuscaloosa. It's been very odd with the snow and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm just getting cold, rainy, windy weather. Like usual in Oregon, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, any cool dreams, anything? I know we're still having, like, pretty much the same things go on, you know, fireballs, just different things. It was weird, actually, before I called the video show, I saw this huge, like, it was, like, it was kind of undeniable. At first, I thought it was my light. You know how, like, when a light bulb goes out, and it kind of sparks, and then.
Oh, dies? Yeah.
Seemed like that, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't, and it was really weird. So, yeah, I've just been seeing a lot of stuff out of the corner of my eye and stuff that's just kind of...
Angels.
Weird.
Yeah. Dude, you have, like, the most angel experiences I've heard.
That's because I sing out loud a lot. And talk
I'm, like,
out
banging
loud.
On your walls. Yeah, that's the reason you're finding so much feathers. It's because they're so rowdy over there. Like banging
well,
on everything.
Chambers is listening. Hey, Jason and John, and to all our guests that are on the chat room, we love y'all. Is there anything you want us to speak on or go to the chat room right now? So let us know.
Just saying, I don't know for sure how long I'm going to be on here right now.
That's
but
fun.
Yeah. Hopefully I can be on for a while. So.
Yeah.
Where's Carter? That slacker.
I don't know. His phone was dead. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Maybe
his
it's just
phone ties these days.
So, yeah, there's really just, I haven't really had any major things happening other than a few dreams that, I kind of need to make a little more stuff, but, yeah, nothing major. I'm just, you know, still waiting every day like it's today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like fireballs are increasing dramatically. And, of course, the news isn't going to cover that or anything. But actually, they do cover it. But, I mean, the New York Times covers it, and Daily Mail and Money News, all them, they cover it. And it's just, I don't know, never really hear about it.
Yeah. Pretty much YouTube is my news. I'll just see what Paul Bagley's video titles are, and I'll be like, oh, okay, that's what's happening. So, yeah. People need to call in. Jason, call in.
Nobody's
I know you're
calling
on there.
In right now. I don't know why.
Have Judy call in. She's fun. Judy, call in. Please.
Can't make them, but if you want to call in, call in.
Yeah. I thought I'd just say this. I don't want anybody to, like, completely count on this because I want you guys to all, you know, go to God first. But I wasn't really planning on, like, talking about this, but God did show me that it really is really, 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 really close, the whole rapture. So hopefully that's encouraging to some people. But, yeah, I mean, what he showed me personally, because I've always asked for confirmations on what other people are getting, but he finally gave me my own personal sign, and he told me personally that it was really, really, really close. So that makes y'all happy.
It makes me happy, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So we had another 5.7 earthquake in Chile today.
Oh, that's coming pretty normal now to hear about.
We had a 5.5 in Solomon Islands, wherever that is. And then we had a massive flood in Bolivia. 30 people died, 21,000 homeless.
Dude, it sounds like we're in the end times to me.
We had a Florida freeze, actually. Apparently we have, let's see what this says. Shock, Florida freeze. 7 dead, 4,500 kids stranded.
Jeez.
We also have... whoa. Some of these pictures are just crazy.
I feel bad for the kids.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I think that was all that was today. Let's see if we have any callers. No.
Jeez, people are slacking today.
Yeah, really. Just because you don't have anything to say doesn't mean you can't call in.
Yeah, just talk to us. Tell us how your day was. How was your day, Katie?
It was really fun. I actually went sledding.
I saw your little video. Yeah, that was funny. Were you on, cardboard or something?
Yeah. Oh, hey, we have a caller. Hey.
Yay.
Thanks for calling in. Oh, hey, it's Leah. What's up? Hey.
Hello.
We're just hanging out, you know. Let's see what's on before it's news.
This is a really relaxed episode, if you guys haven't caught on to that. Yeah.
Hey, I was talking to Stacey. She's pretty fun. I love her. It was so funny. We were talking, and I was out, and I was at a grocery store. And then I looked up in the sky, and I seen, like, this really bright star, and I was like, man, and to me it kind of looked like a cross, like sitting up in the sky. And then so I texted her and I was telling her about it, and she was like, is it really bright and low in the sky? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, yeah, I've been watching that one for months, and she could see it. And so I took a picture. And then, I forgot to mention that I live in Maryland and Stacey lives in New York. So we're like, we have the same star. And so I took a picture. And then I sent it to her because she was like, oh, it's the light out. I said, I took that picture when I sent it to you. I mean, when I sent you the text about it. And then so she went outside, and then she took a picture, and it was the same star.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
That's really cool. We have 3 callers now. Hey, John.
Hi, it's Judy. John's in the chat.
What's up, Johnny boy?
Hey, Judy.
Oh, hey, Judy.
Hi. Well, just wanted, there's other callers now, so I really would rather have them share, but when there was a spare moment, I was wanting to encourage Luke, who's been encouraging me with how God's been working with him. I just wanted to encourage you, Luke, to share. You gave a really neat, I don't know if it was an inbox or a text to me, and I can go pull it up if you want, but you gave the analogy of God speaking to us like a general in the army. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I told that to Katie last night. I even told that to Jason on the phone today.
I was wondering if you could share that and really encourage people that, you know, what you're 19, right, Luco?
I'm 19 on the 21st of February, so almost.
Okay, you're 18. So, and you're hearing God, and Nate's 10, and he's hearing God, and it really is that simple. And I just really think that you could really encourage people that they can hear him for themselves, and it's just amazing what God's been doing with you these last, you know, this last week or so, and I've been so blessed by what God tells you. So I just want to encourage you to share, and I'll get off the phone because I want to hear other things. You guys can hear me on my videos, you know.
All right,
yeah.
Whose number?
Wait, I have to tell the analogy, Katie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, the analogy that Judy was talking about is basically picture all you guys as soldiers in an army, and when the general orders you to go attack the enemy, you know, don't think of yourself as – they're not going to be responsible for the deaths of the enemy that they kill. The general is going to be responsible because he gave them the orders. See, a lot of people – Katie, can I use you as an example, please? Katie?
Yeah.
Katie. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, because you know how Katie was doing the whole college thing and taking like a huge step of faith and everything, and I was talking to her last night, and she was feeling really bad about how her parents are feeling and everything, and basically, I was just saying, you know, you're doing God's work. You're following God's orders, you know. He's the one in charge of dealing with everything. You don't need to feel guilty for just following orders, you know. So that's what we all need to be like. If you guys are struggling with, like, family members or taking, you know, persecution, I guess you can say, from anybody, don't feel bad if you know you're doing what God wants you to do, because all you're doing is simply doing what he tells you to do. You don't need to feel like you're responsible for, you know, any anger that comes towards you. You don't need to feel guilty about anything because you're just simply doing what God wants. And then in the end, when you win the war, you're going to be happy you followed the orders, you know? So that's all.
Thank you, Luke. That was great. Who's 716? Yeah. You're on.
Oh, hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, this is Mike in Frozen Buffalo, and you
How
guys
are you?
Terrific. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I've been listening to Judy. She is a scream, absolutely. And her latest videos on fasting was terrific. But you had a couple of topics the other night. I wrote down some notes that I wanted to give you a little insight on. And one of them was the question about why does the devil prophesy? And the reason is that he mimics God. He doesn't have any originality. So the closest he can get to replicating what God does is that he prophesies through his people, Hollywood and the movie industry people. And
very good point, yeah.
I could tell you about Obama and the mimicry that's involved with him, but it's a long story.
We got time. Go ahead.
Okay. I had another note here. Somebody was asking about cars in heaven, and I've been listening to Kat Kerr. I don't know if you guys know her, who she is, but she's got a whole bunch of videos on YouTube. She's had trips to heaven. And she's really amazing to listen to. I believe that she's the real thing. However, she says, unpack your bags because we're not going anywhere. She thinks that the Jewish calendar is correct in their years. The Jewish calendar is around 74. It's way less than 6,000. But she doesn't know that the Jewish calendar has about 240 years missing out of it. When they put that calendar together, they didn't want to include all the years because they would have focused on when the Messiah was supposed to come. So the Jewish leaders purposely left that out. So we really are in the zone of 6,000. So, but anyway, she has a bunch of videos on YouTube that you really would like to watch. Her name is Kat, K-A-T.
What's her name again?
Kat Kerr, K-E-R-R. Just punch it in. She's got all kinds of videos on there. But yes, there's all anything that you want here, that anything that we love here is up there. I'm expecting,
wow,
you know, maybe a quarter. And she says if you love horses, you're not going to have one horse. You're going to have 100 of them. Your animals, the animals that you love, well, like Judy's
well,
talking
John
about.
Well, John had a vision of my mansion in heaven. Did he tell you?
No.
Did he? It's funny. He said, he saw, I don't know if it was the exact number. He said I had like 50-something cars and like some like 50, over 50 horses or something like that, something crazy. I was like, are you sure?
Yeah,
well,
and then he said I had guitars everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I'll have a nice guitar up there, too. But it's so cool because, yeah, the things that you love, they're going to be there, and not just a little, you know. I'll tell you a little about Obama. I didn't know that he was an AC until right after his first election when the I go on, I don't know if you guys know about the Five Doves website. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been on there for years and years. I'm a longtime watcher. But right after he was elected, the winning lottery in Illinois was 666-999. And you know, they talked about that. I mean, that was like a sign from the Lord as to who this guy is. It was on the very next day after the election. He comes from when he was representing in Illinois, one of the zip codes there is 60606, and he represented that zip code. He didn't live there, but it was close by. Another sign. Should I continue?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There are 42,000 zip codes in America. Now, what's the chances of that zip code being the one he came from, being, you know, with three sixes in it? Another thing, his birthday is the 216th day of the year. 216 is 6 times 6 times 6. Now, if you do the odds on this, if you do the math, there is one chance in 3.3 trillion to fall on one person. I mean, it's like the odds are staggering. And 3.3, if you take the decimal point out, is the highest number in the occult, 33. That's the highest number in the Masonry. And it's also the number of the angels that fell. So that's why it's the highest number in the occult, is because it's connection with the devil. So now I'm going to go back to
that's intense.
Wow. Yeah, I really enjoy hearing this. Keep going.
Are you sure you want me to continue? I don't want to
this
tie
is
up.
Good.
Okay. People thought that Jesus' father was Joe. Remember, his father wasn't Joseph. People think that Mr. O's father is this stocky, rotund, round-faced guy named Obama from Africa. That's not his father. Malcolm X had said that they can't take America over from the outside, but they have to do it from the inside. Obama went to Chicago. I mean, what was he doing? Why did he go to Chicago? Because that's where the black Muslims had their headquarters. That's where Malcolm X lived. Malcolm X and O look like father and son. There is a video on YouTube by a guy named Phil Valentine. Phil is an occultist, but he did a superb video on Obama. So if you punch in Phil Valentine, Obama, he's got a two-part pictorial investigation about Obama, because he wanted to know where did this guy come from. Check that one out, and you'll see that it's like his father
I have some fascinating news to add to that. Did you know that, you know how Obama said he was born in Kenya?
No, he said he's born.
Apparently,
he said he's born.
Kenya wasn't even, what now?
He said he was born in Hawaii, but then he had a big wink. He was actually born in Kenya.
Well, no, he wasn't. He wasn't even born in Kenya. Kenya didn't even exist until 2 years after his birth.
Oh, really?
Really.
Oh, one of the things I wanted to point out, Jesus did not have a birth certificate. I mean, in those days, there were no birth certificates. Therefore, the mimic of Jesus can't have a birth certificate.
Oh.
You know that the... Yeah, you got that? You know the White House put out a birth certificate.
And, you know,
fake.
I bet that's why the lady that made his fake birth certificate suddenly died in a plane crash.
That was astounding. She was the only one who died in that plane crash.
Wow. Hey, Kate, wasn't there another thing about Obama's birth certificate that was pretty weird, about him being African-American or something on it?
Are you talking about what I talked about on one of my previous shows?
Yeah.
Yeah. It said Africa.
I had a lot of information in front of me, but yeah, there's a lot going on. I mean, his dad. What did I say about his dad? I think something about his dad, who was also born in Kenya. I don't know. The story just. I mean, he's just a liar. You know. That's all I can say.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But see what I'm. What I'm kind of presenting is the mimicry. When there was a question about where Obama came from, where he was born. Wasn't there a question about Jesus? They said no prophet comes out of Galilee. Remember, they were saying it's Bethlehem he was supposed to come out. There was this controversy. Now in the gospel narrative, there is a segment of time when we don't know anything about what went on, from his birth to the time he was in the temple talking with the elders. And you know, with Obama's narrative, we find there's a space of time we know nothing about him until he's in grade school in Indonesia, registered as a Muslim. Then there's another space of time where we know nothing about Mr. O, until he's indoctrinated into politics in the home of a communist. Similarly, in Jesus, after the episode in the temple where it said he subjected himself to his parents, there's another segment of time when we know nothing until the baptism of John. See, Jesus is immersed into the Holy Spirit at his baptism. Obama is immersed into politics. Then we start to see the beginning of Jesus' ministry and the beginning of Mr. O's political career.
Did you also know that if you dial O-B-A-M-A, Obama, in your phone and touch the O plus M, they're both are both sixes or six plus six, and the other three letters, B-A-A, are all twos, which equals six for a grand total of 666. Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Wow.
I'm too scared to try that. I don't want to curse my phone.
Yeah. I mean, God
funny.
Laid it out there for us.
So I guess I can go listen to you guys. See you in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, we have another caller, but if you're welcome to say anything else if you have something to say.
No, I think I'm all set.
Okay,
there's
well, thank
more
you.
About
thanks
him.
So much.
Okay,
and
good night, guys.
What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Mike from
Mike.
Buffalo. Yeah.
From Buffalo, New York? Or?
Yeah, the one that's 400 miles away from New York City.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks
so
for
much.
Sharing all that.
Hope you still listen.
Okay, guys. See you later.
You live near Williamsville?
Yeah, real near. I used to go to school in Williamsville.
Okay. Do you know the O'Connors?
Oh, no, Williamsville is a pretty big town now, and I haven't been there in 50 years.
Well, thanks for calling in, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Okay, he's 618.
Hey, this is Missy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. We have some really good news we wanted to share with you. But I got to put you on speaker so the kids can all say hello, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
So this is really cool. I've been sick. Well, not the cool part's not me being sick, but I've been sick for a number of years. And I have been very limited because of the sickness. And I asked John and Judy to pray for me. And like 3 o'clock in the morning, I knew that I was healed. And that next day I haven't been able to work out in, I think, 7 years. I mean, I've been so sick. They think it was like carcinoid syndrome, but you can't test for that very well until you're in the very late stages of it. But I had dot the I, cross the T, carcinoid syndrome. I had everything that's mentioned in it. And they ran thousands of dollars of tests, and they weren't really sure, but that was what it looked like. And anyway, so John and Judy had prayed for me, and I actually got to work out again today, didn't I? Did I work out with you guys? Woohoo! For a whole hour at the gym. I have not been able to do this in, like, I don't know, 7 years. It's been so long. I've been that sick, and this is the third day in a row. And I'm up, and I'm moving around, and I'm healed. I'm just amazed.
Wow.
And I had to call in to tell y'all because I'm so excited. So.
Wow.
Yeah, he's getting you in shape for the rapture, see?
You don't even need your legs.
I'm.
Well, you're going to have to do a pretty big jump. You got to jump all the way up there. I mean, fun.
Yeah, I'm working it. Isn't that cool? I'm so excited.
So awesome. We're so glad we get to be a part of that and hear that.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
I have
that.
Another thing that since I was listening to your program, I thought I might mention. When I was a kind of a new believer in the Lord and sharing with all my friends about who Jesus was to me and everything, I had told one of my friends that the Lord speaks to you and that he's personable. And she had been told, oh, no, God can't speak to you. I said, yeah, he does. Why don't you pray and you ask him. I said, he wakes me up every morning, and I don't even have to have an alarm clock. Just ask him. He'll wake you up. Well, unbeknownst to me, she had prayed and asked the Lord, but she hadn't told me. So the next morning at, like, I don't know, it was like 7 o'clock in the morning, I am woken up by the Lord, and the Lord says, wake up Beth. And I said, but Lord, you can wake her up. And I fell back asleep. He woke me up again the second time, wake up Beth. And I said, but Lord, I just shared that you can wake her up. She could hear from you. And the third time, he said, wake up Beth. And I said, but Lord, and he said, I've been trying, and she doesn't recognize my voice. So I shook her awake, and I said, Beth, would you please wake up? Because I was eager to go back to sleep. I was kind of a late bird sleeping, you know, staying up late at night. So I shook her awake, and she looked at the clock. She said, you're right. That's exactly when I told him to wake me up. And I chuckled, and
awesome.
I thought, you know, that's so funny, Lord. You know, so much of the time when we're new in him or we're young in him and we don't recognize, we hear his voice, we just don't recognize it as him. So she was hearing his voice, but she was thinking it was maybe her own voice or just her own thoughts being interrupted. But one thing I learned when I was young in him is that when you have your voice, you have the Lord's voice, and then, of course, you have the enemy that speaks. The enemy speaks through the ears. The Holy Spirit speaks down in the gut. So when you ask for the Holy Spirit, he comes to live inside you, and then he speaks down in the belly. And then you have your own voice too. And the Lord is gracious and loving, and he's easy with helping us understand the differences of the voice. When you ask, Lord, your sheep hear your voice. That's what your word says. And so when you pray for that recognition, let me know when it is your voice, when it's the enemy, and when it's my voice. And then he teaches you that. And the one thing that he taught me well is that his voice will never contradict Scripture, and his voice will always bear good fruit, and his voice will always give you a peace on the inside of your gut. And it's like a three-way test to know, oh, that's from God. Okay, it matches up with
it's
his
funny.
Word.
Okay,
it's bearing good fruit. Okay, I've got a peace down in my belly where the Holy Spirit resides.
Yeah, it's really funny that you say that, because that literally happened to me like 2 or 3 nights ago. Like, I got to that point, the exact same thing you're talking about. Like, I asked if he would open my spiritual ears, and then that's exactly when he started doing all that stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really
cool.
It's
a quiet little voice down in the belly that sometimes we don't recognize when we're yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Anyway,
thanks,
I don't want to
take sharing
up
all that. That's really cool.
Time, but I just wanted to call in. I was pretty excited about the healing and everything.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
And
for
I hope somebody
that.
Got
really
encouraged
cool.
by what I just shared, so you all have a great night. I love listening to the blog radio. Keep up the great work.
Yeah. We love listening to you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Katie.
Hello?
Hey, Katie.
I think someone called for you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. What did you say?
Oh, no. I was calling your name because I had a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that, I think it's like, the guy's name is like Peter John, and his like, he has like a book and like a website with like a clock prophecy?
Like, no.
I've never heard of him. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, I found it. I stumbled upon it somehow. And, like, you know how YouTube has, like, recommended videos based on the videos that you watch?
Uh-huh.
And so I stumbled upon his videos, and it was pretty interesting because he was talking about how he had a revelation from the Lord in, like, 2010, I want to say. And he said that Jesus came to him and he gave him this this clock prophecy. And it's, like, I guess it's the clock of the 4 night watches, which is pretty interesting. And he has, like, a whole, like, ebook on it. And it's talking about revelations. And I guess, like, part of it, part of the clock comes from the book of Revelations, and the other part comes from the book of Psalms,
mm-hmm.
which I didn't even know was prophetic. But apparently.
Wow.
It can
That's
be. And it's
cool.
like you go through and like you'll be reading and he points it out in his book and he talks about how, I guess, when you count the number of verses and Psalms and Revelations and I guess you do some kind of math. I have no idea. He explains it. And like and then he'll put the 2 corresponding verses in Revelations and Psalms and they do actually match up. And then he has different dates for different things. But basically on his prophecy clock, tribulation starts in 2014, and then there's different decrees. Like, I think for him, like, I guess his watch date for the rapture on his clock is, like, February 19th, I want to say, of this month. But anyway, it talks about just different things, and, like, when the seals of Revelation are opened, and it talks about decrees and fulfillment, and that they're 2 different things. And it, I guess on his clock, it talks about when the seal was decreed and, you know, the fulfillment of it. It's pretty interesting, and I was just, like, wondering if anybody else had seen that.
No, I haven't, but I'll definitely look into that. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, like his website is called themeasureofdays.com. It's got dashes. I'll have to find it and inbox it to you.
Huh. I'm sure I can find it on Google, The Measure of Days.
Yeah, but it's got like dashes. It's like the measure, and between each word there's a dash of days.com, and then I think it redirects you because I think he changed the name of his like website to like Yahweh is your father or something like that from when
uh-huh.
he first did it. And he has, like, updates and different things like that. And, I mean, it just talks about the different groups. It actually talks about different groups in the rapture, which is kind of interesting. It talks about the barley group, the wheat, and the grapes. And the grapes are, like, the saints from the tribulation because they're martyred. And I was like, oh, I get that, grapes. That makes sense. And just different times like that. And it was talking about, I guess, our own appointed times when we are to, I guess, meet the Lord. And I guess it just depends on our choices. And just interesting stuff. It was pretty interesting. But he has, like, a whole chapter
that,
on it.
He says that Psalms 47 is the most important passage in this prophetic book. So, he's saying Psalms is pretty prophetic. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, he has a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, he has a channel on YouTube, but it's not as in-depth, I think, as his website. But he just did a video, I want to say, like, yesterday, and it was talking about Rapture Watch on his clock. Because he was saying that it was decreed in, like, 2012 for the rapture. It was decreed, and they've been looking for fulfillment since then. But now, I guess, they're looking at that time, and he just has different dates.
Well, I feel like that 2012 was more of the Mayan prophecy failure, you know?
No, I don't think he was saying that he thought that it would happen right then. He was just saying that it was decreed in heaven, per se.
Oh, okay.
Like, the seal for it, like, that kind of stuff was opened.
Uh-huh.
And there's a difference in time for us, obviously, because we're not on the
right.
same. Our clock is not the same clock as it is in heaven. We realize that.
Right.
But it was just pretty interesting, and I was just wondering if anybody else had seen that.
Nope, but I'm looking at him now, and he seems pretty cool, so I'm going to check him out. See what else he's saying. He talks about the blood moons, the tetrad. Talks about even Comet Ison. But yeah, the clock prophecy has shown the start of Great Tribulation in 2014 since it was first published in 2011, which points to both the openings of the sixth seal and the rapture of the Bride of Christ. Be sure and read my third watch special update under the 2014 special update. So, yeah. Can you all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Luco, are you still there or no?
Oh, yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Okay.
How many listeners do we have now?
We have 17 listeners, but we need more callers, so... anyone wants to call in with stories, dreams, please let me know. I'm hoping we're out of here before March.
I'm thinking we will be.
Yeah. It's now, it's not today.
It could very well be today, you never know.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty
convenient. Yeah, so what do y'all think about, I mean, everyone's saying get your money out of the bank, withdraw your money. How accurate do y'all think that is? Like, do y'all think that that'll be in the tribulation or will be gone?
I think that it'll be during the tribulation. Because it seems like the reason everybody would want everybody to take all their money out is because they probably won't ever be able to, you know, get it without the mark if it was still in their account, you know?
Yep.
So
I saw somebody talking about that a couple months ago. I'm going to say, well, I don't, one, I do think that that's something that will happen during the tribulation, and two, it doesn't matter because the dollar, it's just, we already know what's going to happen to our economy. Like, we can see it, the start of it, it's like setting it up, and you can see it just getting set up to just go down the toilet. But it was a couple months ago. I think I was watching Fred Ross because I absolutely love watching It's Supernatural. And there was a guy, and he was talking about how he had been given visions from the Lord. And one of the things that he had seen was, like, the fall of the dollar. And he said he was walking around in his vision, and he said it was raining, like, dollar bills. and like people were like picking them up and they were like crying and complaining and they were saying it was worthless and it didn't mean anything. And it was just like, he was just like, what is this? It was pretty cool. Like, I was trying to remember the name of the guy so that I could send, because he said more than that in the episode, but I specifically remember that in his vision, and he was talking about the dollar bill. And I saw that some months ago before I had even heard anybody talking about it. I want to say maybe at the beginning of 2013, and I was just like,
Well, we have another caller, 716. Who is this?
This is Mike again.
Oh, hey, Mike. Nope. Did you have something to say?
Yeah, I'm listening to you guys, but I thought of something about Obama. You guys, did you watch Renee Moses' video about Obama's entry to Jerusalem last spring?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, maybe for people who didn't, for the first time Obama as president went to Israel, and he picked the exact day of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem to come into the city. Now, you know that Jesus borrowed a donkey to come into the city, and he had the little kids were waving palm branches and singing Hosanna, and the people welcomed Jesus when he came in. That was during Holy Week, you know, to complete his ministry. Well, when Obama got there, Obama's limousine was called by the Secret Service the Beast. Now, they sent the Beast over there with Obama, but somebody put the wrong fuel in the Beast. They thought it was a diesel. So Obama had to borrow a Beast to ride into Jerusalem. So this, again, is another mimicry. He's been mimicking the life of Jesus all this time. Well, instead of waving palm branches, they gave the little kids American flags to wave. But I don't know how many people knew about the Beast that he had to borrow, you know, the limousine he had to borrow. And in these days, that's what you ride in. And I just wanted to point that out. I expected the assassination attempt right after that, but nothing happened. It was like, oh, we're going to be here for a while, maybe. You know, that was last spring. So the next sequence to be established in him will be the fake resurrection. I'm assuming we're gone before then.
Yeah. Doesn't the Bible talk about him like taking like a lethal wound or something, and then you're just like getting healed? I bet you that is probably going to be from like. And it doesn't say that. I thought it talked about that.
No, it just says that all the world will wonder after him. You know, he's going to have a mortal head wound, and people have had different views about what that means. They think something maybe it's America. No, it's the false Messiah, because he's mimicking. After 3 days, he comes and is revived. Well, that's a mimic of Jesus' resurrection.
Yeah, I thought the mortal head wound would possibly be like an assassination attempt on him, like someone shot him in the head or something, and that would have been like a mortal head wound, and then he would heal from it, and then everybody would believe he was God after that.
I agree with you. I think that nails it.
Yeah, that's just like something I always thought about whenever I heard about him having a mortal head wound. So,
yeah,
who do
these
you think
days,
is going to shoot him? Do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. I think it could be anybody. It could be some hobo with a gun. Who knows? I just think that it is going to be, this is just a guess, but I think it is most likely going to be someone trying to kill him. So.
Well, with all the false flags, it could highly be the CIA. And there was a guy who was, I think it was a year or two ago, who took shots at the White House, and all of a sudden this guy just disappeared. You know, it was like, wait a minute, what happened to this? It may have been another inside job, just like the Boston marathon shootings, you know, the bombing there.
Mm-hmm.
There's all this false stuff. One thing I did recently, oh, couple months ago, I joined an atheist forum. And the purpose of my joining was to tell them about Obama. It didn't go over real well.
Yeah, try to get him from within.
Well, I made a post. I said, clues to the identity of the Antichrist. And I laid it all out there. I mean, more stuff than I told you guys. But I've never been with a bunch so unhappy. It's just, it was stunning, the amount of misery that's on that website, Atheist Forum. But they ended up saying that I have no personality, and so they were not happy with me.
Like they do.
But
that's actually pretty
this,
funny.
You know, Judy was talking about coming back after we're changed, and I have seen reports of that kind of idea in a vision. Somebody had a vision of somebody coming back and in the resurrection body and helping and ministering to people, and you couldn't touch them. They're like Superman. And I kind of got this, I would like to come back and visit the people at the Atheist Forum up front and personal.
I know. Yeah, that'd be hilarious. Like, I thought about that too. Be like, it'd be funny. Like, go find some troll that used to harass you. Be like, hey, remember me?
Yeah. It'd be nice to him, or maybe heal him.
Yeah. I would just let him know he was incorrect, though. First, I'd be like, hey, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You were wrong, Tubby. That's what I would say. And then I'd help him. So
back to, like, the Antichrist and Obama. Like, you know how a lot of people say Obama isn't smart enough to be the Antichrist and he's charismatic and there's nothing really special about him,
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like, people don't really realize he's not in full power yet, and that's what the confusion is.
Yeah, and the devil would want to come across like he's
exactly.
a nobody.
Exactly. The fact that he comes across as nothing special just even proves it. I mean.
Yeah.
You guys are right.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always say this, but like just the fact that he's able to get to his position, like, seriously, who can become president and you don't even have a proper birth certificate?
Right.
Yeah.
Who's 925? Who's 925?
That's me.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? This
what's
is,
your name?
M-Bell. This is M-Bell.
Who?
Is that M-Bell?
M-Bell?
Mm.
Hey.
Can you hear
me? You're cutting out a little bit.
How about... Hello?
Still a little rough.
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
How about now?
A little better, yeah.
All right, let me try and call back from some other place, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Is Mike still here?
You still here, Mike? No, I think he dropped too. So I think it's us and Leah right now.
Hey, I have a question about Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
When it says, because I was asking, me and my dad were talking about it, but when it says that Satan would be bound for 1,000 years and then he would be released for a short while, what does that mean?
It means when Jesus is doing when he comes back for the 1,000-year reign, he's literally it's going to be the start of a whole new generation, okay? People are, there's still going to be sinners in the world. It's going to be, seriously, like a whole another 1,000-year generation. And Jesus is going to be running it. He's going to actually be here. And then at the very end, he's going to let the devil do what he does for a short time. And he's going to basically influence all these people to follow him and make them think that they're going to, beat Jesus. And then Jesus is going to basically burn them all instantly. And then that'll be that. And then after that, the new earth comes.
I see that, but, I don't get it. How do you have, I'm just confused about that because it's, how do you have, people who are raptured and you're supposed to get, a new body and aren't you supposed to be, different? So how do you have sinners?
We're not going to be, for example, trib saints, they're not just going to go straight to heaven. They're just going to move into the new millennium. the ones that make it through the tribulation, because there are going to be survivors, even though it sounds really unlikely. Mm-hmm. But there are going to be some trib saints that make it all the way through and get to actually enter into the millennium kingdom. And then everybody kind of like they reproduce, and then it literally starts a whole new generation. So that's how it's going to be. And I think we will be able to help teach or minister, or we'll just be chilling up in heaven. I don't know. I mean, God will let us know what we need to do, but I'm pretty sure that's how it's going to work.
Did that answer you or not really?
I think so. It's only for the people who don't die during the tribulation. But, like, will they die? Like,
they'll eventually die. So.
Wait, say your question again.
Well, no, I was just saying, like, so there'll be, like, a mix of people?
What do you mean, like, a mix of people? Like, the trib saints? People that got saved during the tribulation, like, make it to the end when Jesus comes back, they're still going to be living in the new millennial kingdom. Like, they're just going to, like, go on through, and then they'll be in good hands because Jesus came back and everything. But I'm pretty sure they still have to go the rest of their lives until they actually go to their glorified body. Because that's how else would the new millennium get repopulated or anything. So.
Hey, we have a caller, 914. 914, you're back.
Hi, Stacey. I'm just listening. God bless you all.
Oh, okay.
Feeding my babies.
Thank you. Yeah, we're just trying to answer some kind of confusing questions, actually.
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, Stacey, what do you think about the Millennium Kingdom question?
I didn't hear the previous question, so can you repeat it?
Who's the person that asked the question?
Leah.
Leah, do you want to ask her, too, see if she can give you a good answer?
Okay. Hey, Stacey.
Hi, Leah.
Love you. Okay, so I was just asking about the Millennial Kingdom because I said I didn't understand. Well, my question started was how Satan would be down for 1,000 years and then he would be released for a short while. And I said, so what happened to the people? Were there going to be like a mix of people? And they were trying to explain that to me because they said, what happened to all of the trib saints that, you know, still are alive? Do they die? Or, like, because you said that they were telling me that there were still going to be sinners, and I said, I don't understand. I said, they were saying that it's because some of them don't die. And so I said, well, there's going to be a mix of people. Like, I'm asking, like, are there going to be, like, the raptured saints who, you know, like, a mix of, like, the people?
Basically, there is going to be, the raptured saints is going to be living in both the New Jerusalem and in heaven. We're going to be able to go back and forth. And the people that make it through the tribulation that get saved, and also the sinners, because there's going to be some that makes it through, they're going to still be living, but they're going to be living in their, they're not going to have a glorious body like we do. They're going to be able to only live here on earth. But it's going to be, you could say two mixed race, the spiritual, and because we're going to have our glorious body, and the trib saints that makes it through is going to be living in their natural body. And they're going to be able to have kids, marry, and they're still going to be sinning. And some people are going to be still sinning. There's going to still be sin, even though Jesus is going to be in New Jerusalem in Israel. There's going to be people that's still going to be sinning. So you could basically say, that's going to be like two races. However, when God, I don't know who was explaining it, I caught the end part of it, when Jesus loosed Satan from that 1,000 years, he's going to destroy all those who that didn't accept him, and the people in that. But that's the way I understand it. that they're definitely going to be living on planet Earth, but they won't be able to go back and forth.
Jesus, when he's here reigning on Earth, will be people who won't accept him while he's
there's
here.
There's going to be people. Yes, there is going to be people that will still want to accept Jesus. Even though he's going to be on Earth, there's still going to be people that wouldn't that's not going to accept him. But there's going to be, the devil is going to be bound for 1,000 years, so some people won't have any excuse. That doesn't mean they won't still sin. It's not like everyone is going to get saved. Because the Bible tells you that he's going to destroy, the devil's going to be loose, and there's going to be a war. That means he's going to have an army to have a war. It's just going on between Jesus and the enemy, and he's going to throw them in the lake of fire forever. So, yeah, can you believe it? Who would be so stupid to have Jesus in New Jerusalem and see all these miracles and still don't accept him? But it's going to be like that.
That's how
what do you guys think?
Like, I don't get that. Like, really? But, I mean, I understand what you're saying. It's just hard to understand, like, why like Jesus is here and you're, like, rejecting him. Still, I don't get it.
Well, there's a lot of there's a lot of people still know about Jesus right now. The Holy Spirit is here, and people that see miracles right now, and still don't accept him at all. They still sinning. So it's just that he's going to be here. They're going to see him, and it's weird, and it's really it's hard to even conceive. And the reason why it's so hard for you is because we love Jesus. We accept him. And it's right, like right now, I know people that have miracles and went back out there in the world. And you're like, how can God deliver them and they still go back out there and go sin? Even though the enemy is still tempting them, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen because that sin seed is still going to be in them. Because the reason why we're not going to be able to sin, we're going to have a glorious body, and there's not going to be any sin nature in us. But they're still going to be in the flesh, and they will have that sin nature in them. So that's why people who don't receive him will still go on with their sinful way. It's a matter of receiving. God ain't going to be like, well, you have to decide today. He's not going to force himself on them at all. He's going to give them an opportunity, and that's going to be the worst because they see him. It's like Thomas. Thomas had to feel the nail print in his hands to believe. God said, blessed are those. That's us. That does not even. We haven't felt the nail print. We just believe by faith. But those that really see him and don't believe, that's, like, worse. And he's going to give everyone the opportunity to know him, to really know, either through the spirit or through the flesh, to really know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, whether they like it, yes or no. So, what do you guys think? Hello?
I'm not really... I don't know much about it, so I think that's great. No, I get that.
I think
he's using part of that because I thought that that would be after the tribulation. I didn't realize that that part would be after the 1,000-year reign.
What part? I didn't get that.
Well,
sorry.
When everyone is to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I got that, but I just didn't realize that that would be after the tribulation. I thought that that would be after the
After the tribulation, I don't know. That's something that kind of I don't know. But what do you guys think? I don't really know if it's after the tribulation or after the millennium reign. Even though they're gonna confess that he's Lord, that doesn't mean that they're gonna accept him. They're still gonna have to confess that he's Lord. He said, "Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess." That means everyone is still gonna have to say, "Oh my God." Oh, gosh, Jesus is Lord. He is Lord, and he's going to, they will see, and they will bow down to him. Either we do it, they will bow down to him because he's king. Whether you do
okay,
it forcefully.
Okay, so whose number is
484. You're on two. You can continue. I'm just letting you know.
That's me, Samson.
Hey.
Hey, thanks,
Stacey,
for all that details, by the way.
I had to call in because I was hearing this conversation, and this is a conversation I love to talk about.
What are you doing?
So to speak more on this, out of the 1,000 years, there's still going to be, as I don't know who was saying, but there's still going to be some survivors, plus the Jewish nation, because Paul says he's going to save all the Jewish. So there's still going to be a people here that are not going to have... or have died. Now, I personally believe they're going to last all them 1,000 years, and they're not going to die because I think the Lord's not going to allow death. And he's going to put, he's going to bound Satan and all his demons. And yes, there's still going to be people who are witnessing Jesus as a king there, you know, and there's still going to be people that are going to be born who were never tempted. And that's the reason the Lord's going to allow Satan to come out to tempt them, to see if they really want to be with the king, with King Jesus. So the Lord's just basically kind of using him as a tool to test, I guess, the fellow people that live in there, to see if, you know, basically Jesus wants to see who really loves him and who wants to be with him. And that's why he's allowing all these trials and temptations in our life. But there's still going to be people who are going to be born during that time. Yes, there's going to be a mix of people. As far as the raptured people, we're going to be basically a physical representation of what angels do for the Lord now. The angels help us out. And the people who are going to be raptured, we're going to be the ones helping, you know, from time to time. That's what he says. He's going to, like, that's why I think in Scripture it talks about that he's going to, whatever you've been faithful in the least, he's going to make you so people are going to be like kings and governments, and he's going to make his own type of government, so to speak, and we're just going to be like a resident under him.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%, yeah. That we're gonna rule and reign with him and be like the angels.
Exactly.
Minister to those. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So
does
that
help out a little bit?
No, it does. It helps out a lot. Because I'm like, okay. Because I'm like, well, I don't get it. I'm like, I'm like, who's gonna be tempted again? Like, I'm like, how long is a short while? And so okay, but it's not for those people, like.
Not us. We're not going to be tempted again. It's still because you got to remember, there's still going to be people going to be born during that beautiful millennial reign, and he's going to redo everything, and some of these people are going to see that. You know, I personally don't believe they're not going to die. That's just my personal belief. I don't think there's going to be death. I believe they're going to last for that whole 1,000 years, and you know, how many generations can you get out of 1,000 years? So there's going to be a whole bunch of people. We might not be, the rapture people might not be living on the earth. We might, because the Bible does say that that he's going to bring the new Jerusalem. So I'm picturing a floating island above the earth, which is probably heaven. And that's where we're going to reign and pour down, up and down from time to time whenever he needs us to do stuff for him.
Sam, so I had a vision of that like about a month ago, and now I'm understanding it. I was walking and I looked in the heaven, and it was like a portrait. Jesus was there, and he was looking down at me, and I'm like, there goes Jesus, and some people were just ignoring me, but he was just right above my head, and his kingdom was right there, and I could describe him. He had very short, beautiful beard, and he was just looking down on me, so. And it was a size in the head, just right above my head, and I could see him, but others could not. I'm like pointing up. I'm like, look, and people were just ignoring me.
Yeah, I mean, that reminds me of his prayer: "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Right now, it's a spiritual thing where the kingdom of God resides in us, but it's also going to be a physical thing during the millennial reign, where his kingdom's going to come down here to earth. And it's going to be, like I said, in my imagination, some type of floating planet or whatever. And that's where we're going to be at. Of course, you know, teleporting down to help out humans. And it's funny, I posted a dream I had a couple of days ago. I was, and I'll say it again, but I was in this, I was in Earth, and there was just nothing but chaos, buildings falling, nukes going off, water coming out of the ground, shooting like a fire hydrant, but I'm talking about mile-long hose coming out, and then meteors falling down, and I was helping humans, and they would look at me like if I was like, why am I not scared, and why is nothing hurting me? And then at one point, I teleported outer space, and I was just looking at the Earth, looking down on it, and I just, it had no atmosphere. The atmosphere was gone, and I seen the meteors falling down in the water and smoke and chaos. And then I was getting downloaded, okay, where I'm supposed to go to next. And then I teleported back to Earth, and I was helping all these humans out.
Wow. I literally had that vision about, I didn't even understand why, because I had the vision of going, I'm telling you, I was going up in the glory, and the sky, I can't describe the skyline, but it was absolutely wonderful. However, I came back down, and there were these big fireballs coming down with tails on them. And I was not scared at all. It could not hurt me, but it was like, just like I was, just like what you were saying, you were helping other people. And I was preaching in the street, and I was like preaching with such power and anointing. And when I woke up, I heard gold seal. That's what I heard. It's like it was either to seal. I don't even understand what it was, what I heard. But I heard golden seal or gold seal or I'm sealed. I don't even know. But the power, I was not scared. And I see like people from my family that wasn't saved. But I was preaching with such anointing and such power that I was like, it was not in the flesh. It had to be in the spirit, but and I was going up into the heavens at time. And I cannot describe what I see because it's in my spirit, but it was so glorious and beautiful. And when I was having the vision, I said, Lord, just imprint it in my spirit because I don't want to forget this. But on the other hand, I saw the fireballs coming down, but I was not scared.
That's exactly what's happening in the dream with me. I'm talking about things were blowing up next to me, and nothing happened to me. That's why all these humans were looking at me like, "What's going on? Why are you not scared?" And I didn't explain myself, but I was just like, "What do you need help with? I'll help you."
Wow, it's awesome. We're just so connected. It's not even all of us. We're just, like, connected. And God's just like, because I never understood it at all. I never knew about understood the 144. I don't understand about this other stuff. I don't. But I see myself. I see myself, like, going from, like, speed of light and just seeing glorious stuff and just, like, going from one place to the other without just thinking.
That's teleporting.
Wow, thank you.
Well, I'm actually logged in as a host now. Katie had to leave, not quite sure where. But, she had to hang up before I could actually become the host because it wouldn't let me log in as a co-host. It's kind of strange. So,
Katie, the one asking about the millennium? Or was that someone else?
Say what? No, this is Bo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, y'all go ahead and talk. Sorry. I just thought I'd let you know.
Well, I just called in to help whoever. I don't know who it was that was questioning. Does that help even more?
No, it does because I wasn't understanding. Because I was like, well, I don't get it. And I asked my dad, and he said he didn't understand either. And I said, it means something, but what does it mean? Like, I don't get it. And so, like, I wanted that answer. So now, and I'm actually really glad that I asked here because I was just like, well, I was, like, a little bit shy, and I've been wanting to ask, but I was like, So.
Did you get all your answers? About it?
Yeah.
No, it's definitely really, really helpful. I mean, but the people who die during the tribulation will go to heaven, right?
It talks about the second resurrection, and I believe that has, I think that it will be in heaven. I don't think they'll have a glorified body yet at the moment because they didn't choose Christ before the rapture. They will have some type of body, but not the same glorified body that the rapture saints will have. I personally don't think they'll be here during the millennial reign. It's just the people that are going to be alive who never die and the raptured saints with the glorified bodies.
Yeah, because it says that it's after the millennium reign that Jesus raised the second resurrection is after the millennium. So, I think that's my understanding of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the true saints will probably just be chilling in heaven, learning maybe if they didn't learn down here. Because I've been shown that those who don't learn it down here will learn it up there.
Absolutely.
So get close to God as much as you can before the rapture, so that you can enjoy your time. I mean, you will be enjoying learning too. But get close to Christ and. Do as much coaching that you can get, studying, learning, and so the trib saints will probably be in heaven during this millennial reign, which is, that's one of the best things to be in heaven, but they probably won't be, from my understanding, they probably won't be having assigned jobs or be in government, in Jesus' government. But as you were saying earlier, it is crazy how they're going to see King Jesus right there. And yet still say, I choose not to be with him. Or I don't like this guy.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's hard to comprehend.
But especially those who died, I mean, those who are born new, you know, that's why it's good that their parents teach them about the Bible, if the Bible's still going to be there, which I believe, maybe, I don't know.
Samson, we have a caller calling in. Let's see who this caller is real fast.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Jason, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, I don't mean to jump in. I know we're all talking about what happens with this, but did you guys see the deal in the news today about Israel working with Kerry to sign the peace treaty that would divide Israel that's talked about in the Bible?
Oh, wow. It's got to happen.
Well,
yeah,
they've been talking about it for a long time, but the whole division of Israel is the, you know, Israel's always the marker with everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that Kerry's been there several times. I think this is his 11th trip there, trying to introduce a peace treaty with them. But it basically divides the land of Israel into two states, which is, you know, you go to divide the land of Israel, it's a bad deal.
Well, that's what Ariel Sharon did, and look what happened to him.
You know, I'm not too sure about the Ariel Sharon thing. I've heard two different sides of it, and, you know, what's your thoughts?
Well, when he was in power, he gave the Palestine, I guess, the Gaza Strip, and once again he split the land, and then like 6 months later after he did that, he fell into this 8-year coma.
Yeah, but it was the whole deal about him supposedly saying the Messiah would come back. The only thing,
the problem I have
with that is, yeah.
Well, to my knowledge, it wasn't Ariel Sharon that said it. It was that rabbi guy.
Rabbi Kaduri.
Yeah,
Rabbi Kaduri.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that professed that.
He said he will be revealed.
He said he would be returning shortly after he died.
Yeah. I think that's for Israel. I don't really think that's for us. We don't know how God is going to maybe through the rapture, once the church get rapture, that's a revelation to the, so he said he's going to make them jealous, that's a revelation to the Israelites that Jesus is really the Messiah. So that's my belief, that's my personal thought on that.
Well, the only thing I have a problem with the Kaduri deal is that he waited for it to be held for a year after he was dead. And to me, that's still denying Christ. And so I have a hard time believing that he actually saw it. It almost seems like the Antichrist. But that's just my own thoughts. But
I think it was a reason that they held it was because of some like Jewish custom or something like that. There's a whole documentary on, it's called I think it's the Rabbi Who Found the Messiah or something like that. I forget what it's called, but there's like an entire documentary on the whole Rabbi Kaduri thing. But I think the reason that they held the prophecy or what he had to say about it was in accordance with the things that they do in Judaism, not
maybe.
Like it was sketchy.
Or maybe the
was,
Lord told him to hold off on it. Who knows?
I think I heard something saying it was because of their customs, not necessarily secret.
Okay.
So I think it was something in accordance to their customs. But
that makes
I'm not
sense.
100% sure, but I think it has to do about something when somebody dies, it's just something that they do. You have to hold something for a year or something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, Samson, what's your area code? Just wondering.
44.
Okay. All right, just want to make sure that was you. And,
mine is 914.
Okay. And who's 626?
That's me.
All right, cool. I was just wondering because I just got on the show just not too long ago when Katie left, so I was just trying to figure out who was who.
Okay. Going back to like the just what Samson was saying too. It's just like another confirmation that I've had a vision where I literally see that an earthquake was taking place, and I'm in the back of somebody's car, like helping them while the earthquake was like taking place. So it kind of brings confirmation. So I'm just like so excited. Leah, did you tell them about the star that you saw? And I went out and saw the pink star.
Yeah, that was so crazy.
I took a picture of it.
I did too. I took my picture, and it was so funny that you took yours. But I asked another friend who is in New York, and I said, do you see this star in the sky? And you know that friend said, no, I told you. They said it was too cloudy. And I was like, what do you mean? Like you don't see it? And they're like, no, I see no star.
And I went straight outside, and I looked up, and I knew what star she was talking about because it's the brightest star. And it does look like, and I took a picture of it. I was like, wow.
I have that picture, and I looked at, like, after I sent my picture, and then you sent yours, I was just like, wow. What was that red thing?
That's the thing. It's there. I think I hear Katie talks about the red of the aliens. It was like in the sky. It wasn't even moving at all. It was just there. And I was like, oh, wow. Because I've never went out and seen it. And it
was
just not moving.
I saw it so bright. Like it was so clear in your picture because I saw the star immediately. And I was like, that's crazy because that's the exact same star. And then I was like, what's that red thing over there in the corner?
I was like, wow, they're there. It's like the sky is so clear here, so I don't even know where you could just see it. And
mm-hmm.
But I was just amazed.
So
They're up there. And there's a lot of stars that I see in lines, a line.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just excited. I'm just really excited.
Yeah.
I was on my way home. I was on my way home tonight, and I could just hear the Spirit of the Lord just saying, I'm not slack concerning my promises. I'm coming now. And I just got so, I was like, is this really you, Lord? He said, yeah, it's me. I'm coming now.
Just a quick thought, getting back to what we were saying real quick, just something to think about. As far as, you know, you find it crazy how there's still going to be people who are not going to accept the Messiah, being in that kingdom,
you got to remember what the enemy did, having everything, being in the glory with the Lord all the time, and he still got prideful and went against the Lord. And then Adam and Eve being in the Garden of Eden, the Bible says that when they ate from the fruit, Adam hid, and then it says, and the Lord was, they heard the Lord in the bushes. So while when God created Adam and Eve, he wasn't just in the sky, Jesus was actually there and created him, and he was in the midst of them at the same time, and yet they fell. So I guess history has been proven that he, despite God being there or not there, there's still going to be people who don't want him. The enemy did that, being in his glory all the time, you know. What? That's bugged out.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
But, wow. I'm just excited. I'm excited.
Yeah. So, anyway, guys, I'm going to continue to listen on, but I'm going to hang up
thank
and jump on the laptop.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you guys.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, that was deep and really cool.
That was just great revelation.
Hey,
I'm
if anybody else wants out there that wants to call in, the number is 347-855-8854. We still got about 32 minutes left on the show if anybody wants to call in. Just please call in and tell us your dreams and visions. Thanks.
Oh, well, this is Stacy again. While somebody's calling in, that vision that I had, I don't know if you heard it, where I was driving. This was like a couple mornings ago. I was driving and I slammed on the brake because I was running into another vehicle, and then before I slammed on the brake, I saw the angel, and I started to yell, "There's the angel!" And when I looked ahead, I saw our mansion on the hillside. It was the most beautiful. It was so gorgeous. It was beautiful. I don't know, but
wow.
The Spirit Lord really put in my spirit that the car, she slammed on the brake, and it was the angel. In my spirit, he said that it's been this era going into the next era, and he has to slide. That's how fast we're moving into. The rapture is coming, and we're moving into the next phase of it, and he's slamming the brake on it.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's coming so fast. Things is moving so fast. And if the rapture doesn't take place, it's like it will crash into the next phase of what's about to happen. So, but it was glorious, though. Our mansion looked like castles on the side of the hill, and I cannot describe it. It was just gorgeous. There's no words to describe it. But there's waterfalls
wow.
in heaven with diamond that comes out of the waterfall. Gemstones, I've seen that in visions. I'm just excited to be with Jesus. I'm excited to go home right now.
That's cool. Jason, do you have any news for us?
Well, I've always got news, but I follow it all the time. You know, I really focus a lot on the Middle East, but, you know, I follow the economy, too, and Dow's down like 300-400 points from last week because the economy's hurting. But to me, the most interesting news, and I'm not going to get into the debate about Rabbi Kadori or the Ariel Sharon side of things because there's different beliefs on either side. But, you know, the Lord said in the Bible when they moved to – I look at it as just the way things line up because the Lord keeps telling me he's coming home. Or I'm coming home. He's told me that, and he told me that in December. He told me again in January or earlier this month. And so when I see stuff like the Bible prophecy coming together, you know, when they move to divide my land, which is exactly what's going on. And you know, that's when, you know, when they keep saying peace and safety, it's the 7-year peace treaty. And so, you know, we're out. We're out before the trib. And so, you know, it's just with everything that's been lining up personally with what God's showing me in dreams and when he talks to me and stuff like that and the stuff that lines up there, to me it's just really encouraging.
Wow.
You know, more banks are preventing people from being able to withdraw money overseas over in Europe, they're limiting cash withdrawals. Russia's stopped them completely for a week, fear of a bank run. So, I mean, Super Bowl's going on, the Olympics are coming up, people are having dreams about them. I think it's pretty cool.
Cool. Well, Jason, we have another caller coming in. This is a new caller.
Cool.
Welcome to Rapture-Centric. What's your name?
Hi, this is Christine from Atlanta. I called in the other day. I had a dream, but I was calling in today to tell y'all that I live in Atlanta, and I was actually caught in what they're saying is the snowpocalypse from yesterday. It took
that's terrible.
It was horrible. It took me 8 hours to go 35 minutes, like a 35-minute drive. I mean, people were leaving their cars on the side of the road and walking on major highways, and it was very dangerous.
Did you get stuck on 285?
No, I got stuck on 400, which is going the other direction.
Yeah.
And I was only in a town, Alpharetta, which is like I said, like maybe 35 minutes from where I live. And I was saying, with, like John says all the time, I was like singing John's song, like Maranatha, Maranatha, because I was like, it looked like we were going home. I mean, it was so sad, really, but I was just praying the whole time in the spirit, because I was praying, and then I was praying it sometimes in the spirit, because people were running out of gas, and they'd have to walk to get their gas cans. Gas stations were out of fuel because so many people were running out of gas. Lots of the kids, I mean, obviously got stuck at the schools and even in buses. And, you know, there were parents who actually had their kids with them, but they didn't have, like, food or anything with them. And it was just, it was crazy. It was insane. I mean, I met a couple, when I finally did stop at the Waffle House, I met a couple that was going to sleep in their car. There were just people pulling over on the side of the road, I guess, who decided not to walk, and you just see them pushing their seats back and, like, going to sleep in the freezing cold, like, on the side of the road in their car.
Man.
I mean, and it was like there was no one moving. When I say not moving, I mean you weren't even rolling at most times. You know what I mean? And for me, I got home because of two guys who had – like Jeeps and trucks and knew how to, they literally got in my van and took me the rest of the way home because I couldn't even make it to my house. So there was a lot of, I mean, you just saw the good in people still, like through it all, you know what I mean? Like there are people on the side of the road, like giving coffee out. And like, I mean, you did see it like that, but it really was a scene from like, I was like, wow. I went to lunch with a friend and I just saw it was snowing, and I'm like, well, we don't usually get a lot of snow. It shouldn't be a big deal. And, like, 2 minutes into my drive, I was like, what's going on? And you could just see everybody was like, oh, my gosh. And I've known people that they still didn't get home until, you know, today.
Yeah. Well,
I was actually a witness to that. I'm sorry?
I said, how did you get back to your car?
Me?
Yeah, how did you get back to your car?
What I did is at one point I was slipping and sliding, and there were people walking on the side of the road that I decided to pull over and, like, get something to eat and drink and just, like, use the restroom at Waffle House because I was like, I can't believe there's people walking when, like, there's cars slipping and sliding all over the road you know, that was crazy. And so I just pulled over and, like, chilled and saw if, like, I was going to sleep at the Waffle House, and then I just got back in the car, and I was like, no, you know, I could probably try to get a little closer to my house. And like I said, I don't even know if these were real guys at home. I was like, maybe they're angels, because the Bible says, you know, that you be careful to entertain angels. Like, on the road that I was at, and I just knew I could not go any further because I live kind of in a wooded area on the outskirts of Atlanta. And they were, like, doing wheelies and everything like that, and they were, like, you know, they helped me. And so one jumped in my van and drove my van because he knew how to, like, drive on the ice. And the other guy that was with him followed him to my house so that they dropped me off in that night.
Okay.
You know, you see what I mean? But, like, I know,
yeah.
I've heard stories, like, people were not, like, that fortunate. My girlfriend, who I had lunch with, her husband finally left his car and walked the rest of the 3 miles. Like, that's what most people winded up doing to just get home. One guy walked, like, 6 miles
Man.
Just to be at the school with his daughter because the schools had the kids.
I'd
and,
be
I mean,
thankful,
it was
Lord, to make
wild.
Sure I didn't have to sleep at a Waffle House, that's for sure.
Yeah, people were, you know. I mean, I know someone whose son had to because it was just, again, for me, I was like, I'd rather sleep at the Waffle House than kill somebody because they were walking on the side of the road and the cars were slipping and sliding, and I was like, I got to pull over. Like, my, you know what I mean, like, for other people's safety at this point. It was just kind of like, I don't even
yeah.
know where people were walking to. And all the hotels were, because I stopped at a hotel at one point. I called my husband. I was like, I'm at a hotel. I was like, can I get a room? They were like, no. And then when I went to Waffle House, this family, I felt bad for them. They were like, we called the hotel 5 miles down the road, and all of them are booked.
Wow.
So people just
I
left,
mean,
I mean, everywhere and anywhere.
I heard that that there will be, or that people from Chick-fil-A were actually giving away free Chick-fil-A sandwiches and stuff like that on the
yeah.
side of the road, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, I think that happened today because they I mean, people were just seeing how long there, you know, there really were people out in the cold. And I do appreciate, like, I didn't know this till I got home because I didn't have my cell phone on me, which was like, they were like, have your cell phone charged. I didn't have my cell phone on me. So I was really, like, just depending on the Lord for everything to get me home safely or wherever he wanted me to sleep. But they said that, like, Home Depot stayed open all night, and Kroger stayed open all night, and there were certain local areas, like, obviously, fire stations and stuff. Like, if you can get yourself to one of those, please just go there. And they showed pictures this morning of people, like, sleeping in the aisles of the stores.
Wow.
Yeah, so anyway,
yeah.
that was just a real life, like, I really was like, is it today, God? You know? I was like, because this is... I've never seen a major city locked down in a matter of, like, an hour. It was locked down. There was no one going anywhere. It looked like a scene. If I had my phone, I would have videotaped it and sent it to y'all, but it looked like a scene from literally, they're calling it, like, a scene from The Walking Dead because it was just no one could move, and then all of a sudden it was like when people could move, there was, like, nothing on the road except, like, stragglers. It looked like the rapture scene afterwards, I think. So I
yeah.
don't know if that was, you know, again, I saw Dustin's video. I was like, snowy. I was like, well, I sent him pictures from what happened to Atlanta, and I was just a first eyewitness of this, what the city experienced yesterday. But, I mean, like I said, there was the good in it, you know, where people came together and did what they could to help their neighbor. You know, I didn't see any, like, road rage craziness or anything like that, you know,
yeah.
or people getting out of their car and, like, doing crazy things, you know. It was more of like as a whole, everybody was just trying to get home or help other people. So anyway, that
yeah.
was what happened.
My sister told me, or well, called my mom this morning or last night, and said that all the college kids were doing stupid stuff on the strip here in Tuscaloosa, and they were drinking and driving on ice. Now, tell me how smart they are.
Wow.
I mean, people are dumb these days. So, I mean, just trying to drive on ice is hard enough. So can you imagine being drunk and driving on ice? I mean,
no, I couldn't. And honestly, I'll be honest with you. By the time I got to those guys, I just knew. I was like, Lord, I don't know if they're crazy or they're whatever, but I was like, I believe they're from you because on the road that, like, before, a couple roads before you get to my road,
yeah.
there's no one. There is no one. And these guys were there doing, like, wheelies, and I found out later that they were actually there playing on the road since noon and that they would help anybody who was stuck. And I was like, I really appreciate it, because if they weren't there, I would have been one of the ones sleeping in my car too. So, but at that point, I was just kind of like pleading the blood over me. And I was like, Lord, I'm so tired after being in the car for 8 hours. Like, if these guys aren't from you, then like, you know, I was just kind of like, everyone was just so exhausted as a city. Like on Facebook today, you just saw basically people like recouping from kind of like a traumatic experience, you know?
Yeah.
It really, it was, you know, just because you're on mental alert for that long, and the average wait was about like 6 to 8 hours in a car to go 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I heard
anyway,
people,
yeah.
It took people forever to get back too. So, I mean,
yeah. So that was, yeah, that was us
here.
From Atlanta. But I just call and tell you guys, because I know the pictures and everything, you know, are posted. But and there's other places I know that have had, you know, I saw Virginia Beach is, you know, kind of closed down and all these other places. But Atlanta, like being a major city, it was just wild to watch. And I really thought, I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm getting in the position. If it's time, like I'm putting my hands up, take us. But, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw the good out of it, so I just wanted to give you that testimony that, you know, for a major city, I think we pulled together.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a picture earlier today, which I thought was kind of funny. Somebody in Orlando had posted a picture of the state of Florida welcome sign, and it said, "Welcome to Florida, the Sunshine State," but there was snow on the ground.
Right.
And it was snowing. It was snowing in the picture. I was like, all right. This is a bit random.
Yes.
Yeah, the picture was from Pensacola. I was like, all right, this is crazy.
Yes.
So.
Crazy weather.
Well, I think it's really cool that many people pulled together and helped each other out and stuff like that. It kind of reminds you there's still a good sense of community out there with people.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. I agree. And that's why I thought, you know, I hope that, you know, I mean, and I saw a lot of reports, honestly, though, that some reports were saying, well, you know, now we really need to be prepared, because if there is a major event, and they weren't, it wasn't like a Christian station I was listening to about, like, you know, if there something went down, like, you know, but they were saying if there was a major event and there did have to be like an evacuation from the city or something like that, like they were saying, like, this was a great awakening because of you know, having gas in your car, having snacks, like always having, packing a bag, you know what I'm saying, having it with you or whatever, to like be sustained for like a couple days if you had to, you know what I mean? And so I thought that was interesting too, that they were even thinking for like a next major event happening, you know, so.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I saw how the mayor of Atlanta and the governor of Georgia, they were just like, oh, we didn't think it was going to be bad, but they knew since Monday that it was going to be snowing. They didn't spend the money. So I thought that was kind of dumb on their part.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the parents were upset because the schools were open and what happened with the kids. And I think that was the hardest thing for parents, is that they just couldn't get to their kids. And, I mean, some of these kids are like, you know, little, you know, and they, I think that was probably the big freak out factor for a lot of people, was just to get to their kids or to at least call the school and get in touch with their kids. But they were upset because they said, we were going to at least get an inch of snow. And so, you know, why wasn't there like, you know, like a closing or early release? Cause like Atlanta's not like, you know, like I'm from New Jersey or whatever, like they're not prepared here for snow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
so
I mean,
the schools do close if it's like even a warning, you know, and they didn't.
Yeah,
so
well,
I think
see,
that happened.
Yeah. Here in Alabama, I mean, I remember last time we got a big snow, it snowed in 30 minutes and we probably had probably 2 or 3 inches of snow. And it, what was weird is it snowed really, really fast. And then the sun came out and it melted away all in the same day. And the University of Alabama, they didn't shut it down. It was when we got a new president. She didn't shut it down ahead of time, and there were all kind of wrecks, including the university buses. And, I mean, it was terrible. And we don't, I mean, here in the South, we don't even we don't use salt to on the roadways. We use sand. So it's totally different from the north. But I get what you're saying.
Right, right. And they said that, you know, somebody said a lot of the problem wasn't like, because they're like, oh, drivers down here don't know how to handle this, whatever. But someone made a good point, and they're like, well, when there's backups of 18-wheelers that drive across the country and they can pretty much drive in anything, and they're on the, you know, they're blocking highways because they're crashed or they're, you know, piled up, then there's really nothing the rest of us driving on the road could have done. And that's kind of what happened. It was like it immediately turned to ice. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, there has to be sand. There has to be sand and salt on the roads. I live in Kansas, so we get some pretty terrible weather here. And without the sand or salt on the road, or at least some plows going through there, getting that first layer off, and, yeah, you're going to crash.
Yeah. I know next week, Jason, you are supposed to get it real bad, too, is what I hear.
I ain't scared.
I mean, that's what a friend of mine in Oklahoma told me just about 10 minutes ago.
Well,
so.
I've got a four-wheel drive truck, so it doesn't really matter if it snows or, I mean, you can't stop on ice, but it's not a big deal. I mean, it's just the areas that I worry about is, yeah, you don't get a lot of practice driving, and then if the roads aren't prepared, it doesn't matter how good a driver you are. If it's ice, you can't drive.
Yeah, that's true. So, well, thanks for calling in and sharing your story about the Atlanta stuff. I was wondering how it was going over there.
Oh, no problem. I'm sure there's lots of stories, but for me, honestly, like, I think I just felt in my spirit when I was praying the whole time yesterday. I was like, I know that people were really mad that it was taking that long. Like, I'm sure what I'm saying is, like, inside people were frustrated, like, oh, my gosh, I'm sitting in the car for this long. But like Jason said, I felt in my spirit that God was like, if you weren't going 0 miles per hour, this would be horrible. You know what I mean? With
yeah.
a mass exodus. Like, there would have been, you know, like, just fatalities and just, it, you know, but because we all had to go so slow, again, I think that's why, even though people were stranded or they were, you know, that there wasn't as, it wasn't as bad as it could have been with a mass exodus from the city.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I
you know.
Completely agree.
Yeah, but, well, thanks, guys.
I'm glad
guys.
The Lord led you home safely.
Thank you. I love listening to you guys. I figured I'd give, you know, tell you. So have a great night.
You
all
too.
Right, you do the same and stay
God
safe
bless.
And keep warm.
Oh, yes, yes. I haven't gone out all day. I'm like, that was enough for me yesterday.
Well, you're lucky because one of my heaters went out, so we've been kind of freezing all day.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah, that happened to us once. That's fireplaces. We all gather around those, but
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly. So, but well, thanks, guys, and you know, I'll call you. You know, if we get another something happen over this area.
Well, stay warm.
All right,
stay safe.
And one last thing I would like to tell you is next Saturday night at the Georgia Dome, Winter Jam is going to be there. So if you want to. There are no tickets involved. It's $10 at the door. And,
oh, yeah.
Also,
yeah.
So I'll be at the show. It's actually my birthday. So I might be on stage that night.
Oh.
So,
well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I've been hearing about that all over. Like, everybody keeps saying, hopefully we won't be here, but we'll be jamming with
true.
The Lord and the angels. But
true.
Be safe if you do, because they said it's just going to be cold, 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 and I don't know what the weather, you know, like if precipitation comes, and it's just crazy weather all over. So be safe, and blessings to you guys.
Thanks.
All right,
I appreciate
you
too. That. You
too. God bless.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
I think Judy's calling in here, Donna, one of the two.
Oh, really?
Seen that?
No, I don't. I
think
I've
seen
it
in
pop
chat.
Up yet.
Okay, well, never mind. I thought she was calling in.
Hey, Judy, if you're listening, call in. It's just me and Jason online. Hey, Jason, by the way, how far are you from Kansas City?
About 2.5 hours. I'm in Wichita, so it's about 2 hours,
oh, really?
40 minutes.
Well, I was about to say, if you want to go to Winter Jam, it's this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not driving
$10
all the way
at the door.
In this weather, I'm not driving to Atlanta. I'm definitely not buying a plane ticket.
Well, no. What I'm saying is it's in Kansas City this weekend.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's in Kansas City. Let me look it up. They're actually headed to Indiana right now. Buddy Mom, I talked to him earlier, and he was talking about his brother's bus was going to pick them up in a couple hours, and they were going to head to Indiana. And then, so
I actually got plans this weekend. I'm supposed to get raptured.
Yeah, that would be nice, too. I mean, I plan on being raptured any second of the day, but you know how that is.
I hear you. I think John's calling. Did you see anything on that?
Let's see. Nope. Oh, yeah, I do now. Here it is. Hello? Is little John there?
Yes, John.
Hey, John. What's up, buddy?
I just want to say something. My mom wanted me to do that cum thing. So, it's been the right day. Been the right day.
You got to count it down, buddy.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Come.
1, 2.
Oh, that was weak.
Yeah.
Come.
Oh, God.
John.
Hey, Jason, it's actually in Wichita March 1st.
That's cool. John.
Yeah?
We going to have a pillow fight when we get in heaven, buddy?
Okay.
Okay, that's it? No big challenge?
Yeah, a pillow fight in heaven.
Well, don't sound too excited about it, little buddy.
I'm really positive this week. I really do think it's this week. Rapture.
Yeah. Hope so.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody tries to confirm it's this week, but even if it is not, I'll be okay. But I really, really think it's this week. I'm positive about it.
Well, we're all excited about it, buddy.
Yeah, we can't wait.
We going to get you to do a rap here pretty soon?
Yeah, we're going to get to the rapture. Get the rapture now.
Well,
you're doing your rapture dance? That's cool.
Wow, I'm so rude. Yeah.
So you got any new news for us, little John? Hello?
Yes. Well, I forgot what he said to me. He said something I wanted to share, but I don't know. I can't remember what he said to me.
That's all right, man. I'm sure you'll remember it later.
I'm sure he'll come back to you soon.
Here tomorrow, we can do a vlog talk show. Maybe he'll remind me.
Yeah. Hey, I found out they canceled our school tomorrow.
Yay! But we are out of here! What's the monster day? No school rash day.
Sounds like a good one.
It's a rapture holiday.
Yeah, hope it is. So I just want to say that. So bye.
See you, buddy.
See you later.
There.
Hello. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, buddy, I'm still here.
No, I was talking about John. He said part of a word, and then it went dead.
You know, I've heard some really encouraging things this week, though, man. I mean, a lot of people are getting some stuff. I think Judy was talking about it the other day, that she was getting a lot of info from people that, you know, they were hearing private rapture days and stuff like that, and they, nobody wants to come out and say them, but a lot of them are for this week, and I think it's extremely encouraging, and I know we've all been waiting. Some of us been waiting years. Some of us been waiting for a few months, and but I know we're all ready to go.
Yeah. Well, of course there are a lot. There are a lot of people out there that still need to know Jesus too. So I guess we need to branch out a little bit more.
So. Yeah, you know, if the Lord leads you to do it and talk to people, that's what I always look for is. You know, that's what I like about Bold for Jesus. He stands out there on a corner yelling at everybody and everybody that'll listen. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, something I always remind myself is Lord's in control, not us.
That's true. Another thing, that the whole Westboro Baptist Church thing is, that's a bit of a disgrace, really, because they turn a lot of people away from Christianity, you know? I mean...
You know, they're a couple hours from me. I know them. I mean, I don't know them, but, you know, everybody, the thing that I think is neat about the Westboro Baptist Church is Christians and atheists alike both think the same thing of them. But if people are going to base their ideas of religion off of some radical group like the Westboro Baptist Church, then they weren't really searching that hard to begin with.
Yeah, I know. They go to all these funerals, especially if the person that is dying is a Christian, they will actually say that God hates them and all this other stuff, and it's like, all right, this doesn't make sense, you know, because God hates nobody. So, I mean,
no, I feel too bad for people that get sucked into that, yeah.
I mean, well, actually, I think God even loves Satan because, I mean, God created Satan, you know?
Yeah, I've had my own wonders about all those, but, you know, there's no sin that can't be forgiven.
That's true. Well, says we got a minute 15 left, so do we want to continue the show or do we want to end it? As it is.
I'm not sure how it works. Is everybody that's in chat still able to hear, or is it just people that called in?
The people that, in 50 seconds, if people want to call in, they might as well call in now, or else they'll get cut off. Because after the timer goes down, it's nothing but recording of the podcast. But while we're on air, it's simultaneously recording the podcast. So.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I love all you guys out there. I can't wait to get raptured. I can't wait to spend eternity in heaven with you guys. I heard some really encouraging things today, and I'm very grateful for that. I don't think we have to hold on that much longer. If we do, we do. Christ will give us the strength. But.
Yeah, looks like I believe County Worthy just called in. Let's see if he'll let me take this call. It's actually recording.
Sure.
So we'll go for about, 5 minutes or so, and then continue on or whatever. So
that's fine.
Here we go. Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Hey.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
I'm rapture-centric, and I'm rapture-ready for the Lord to come right now. You got it. You got it. You got it. Hello to my rapture-centric friends, my rapture-centric lovers of Jesus, my rapture-centric crazy lovers of Jesus. I can't stop saying lovers of Jesus because that's who we are. We are the lovers of Jesus. And we're
Amen.
The lovers of Jesus. We're the lovers of Jesus because Jesus lovers us first. Right?
Yeah.
And he's coming for us.
Yes. Do you have any visions or any visions or dreams for us today?
Well, I tell you what. I was, you know, was watching the stock market crash. It's been crashed. It's been tanking for about 3 or 4 days now since last Thursday, I believe.
Yes, it has.
And what that part of the reason it was crashing today is because of the news with Turkey. Turkey is what brought the stock market down today. And all of this is, you know, Turkey is an end times prophetic, you know, it's a prophetic timeline for us. You know, the seven churches in Revelation are in Turkey, and, you know, there's a possibility that the Antichrist, no matter who it is, you know, be it Obama, you know, all that has to happen for him to go over there to take the throne of the Antichrist is have a nuclear attack here, or he just happens to go over there for whatever reason, and he's there. But everything that is happening right now is pointing to the one world religion, the one world government, and the one world currency. And that's why the stock market is tanking. Because once it tanks, they have the world leaders will come together and form a one world currency. But when they do that, we're out of here. We are right there right now. As soon as all of this happens, we're there, and you know, and we just the next few days, if it continues to tank, that could be the signal for us to hear the shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We're gonna hear him. His voice say, "Come up hither," and today's event was very significant with the stock market crashing. So that really rang the bells in my head, and that's what I wanted to share.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, the market's been tanking on that stuff because they've been falsely holding it up to make sure that when they want to crash it down, there's no recovery. You know, the world markets are definitely bottoming out. Their currencies are losing money because they're losing value, and it's all ripe. It is absolutely ripe for everything to just set up to fall.
Yep.
And I don't know, Carol, I don't know if you watched that Freedom Fighter 2127. Have you seen his channel?
Who is it now?
It's Freedom Fighter 2127.
I need to get on his channel. No, I haven't seen it yet. Freedom Fighter.
It's kind of neat. It's along the same lines. I think you might really enjoy it. And the guy gives prayer before the news and after it, and talks about the different stuff like this. It's pretty interesting.
I'll definitely tune into it tonight, because these are all very, very strong signal. I mean, the Lord has already shown us that he's coming now. And I truly believe he's just tying up the loose ends, and these are part of the loose ends that he's tying together. And then but the best part, that's the negative. That's like on the negative side, you know, for the world. But for us, what's more exciting, the most exciting part is he's gathering his saints together. You know,
yes,
and
he is.
Earlier, and I mean, we're really, those that are rapture centric, he's really pulling them together. And, you know, a little while ago, well, not a while ago, sometime today when I was just flipping the channel for a minute to see what's on the news, there was a program called Prophecies Decoded, which caught my eye, and I said, "Oh, I wonder what that is about, right?" Well, it happened to be a Seventh-day Adventist program. But, you know, they're really into the end times as well, regardless of what their thinking is. But what was interesting, what caught my eye about what they were saying is they were talking about the unity of the church, the unity of the Bride of Christ. And that just pricked up my ears. You know, they were talking about brotherly love and the oneness that the Lord says, you know, that we would, the prayer is that we would all be one with each other as he's one with the Father and we would be one with each other. You know, and I just thought, you know, that's them, and that's fine. You know, they're all, God willing, there'll be lots of people there who really know the Lord and will be saved and raptured as well. But you know, we're seeing this. I'm seeing little pockets of this, and that's exciting. For me, that's exciting that the Lord is gathering His saints together, no matter where they are. He's gathering them together because the time is now. Now. He's coming. Now he's coming this nanosecond, and we just have to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord.
Amen,
always.
Carol.
Rejoice. And on that note, I will hand it over to you.
Love hearing what you said. I like hearing the excitement and the encouragement. I've heard a lot of good stuff this week. I'm excited.
Amen. Yeah, lots of really good stuff. And the other interesting news information is this week on the Drudge Report, as I glanced through it, the Drudge Report, but CNN News on the internet, they were really hammering Obama for being a dictator, and they even put a picture of him with a crown on his head, you know, and they were blasting him for the way he's trying to take over, and that was just, again, for us, another signal that, hey, people better wake up, the world better start waking up to what's going on, and he is, the designated one, and the picture that showed that he was wearing a crown, a false crown, and that's what the first writer in the book of Revelation when it's described in the four horsemen, the first one, you know, has a crown, and I believe he is, that's the Antichrist riding on a white horse. He's imitating the white horse. You know, he's a counterfeit. The Antichrist is a counterfeit of Christ. He does everything. He tries to copy Christ, but of course he's the dark prince. So, you know, he comes on a white, he enters in a white horse. Yet at the end of Revelation, Jesus and his armies come down from heaven, and Jesus is on a white horse. You know, and of course Jesus is the King of Kings, and here's this picture of Obama wearing a crown. You know, just like here, he's imitating the King of Kings. Everything is just pointing to, we've got to stay encouraged, we've got to stay alert, we've got to stay prayerful. Praying for one another, encouraging one another, because the time is at hand, and that's the scripture the Holy Spirit gave me to look at. Revelation 1:3, the time is at hand, and it's
that's
1,
awesome.
3, yeah,
that's cool.
So, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's coming, and we say, come, Lord Jesus, come, and come right now to the glory and praise of our Heavenly Father and His Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah,
so
Carol.
Amen. So
wow.
I will let you guys go.
All right, Carol. Well, it's good hearing from you. Always blessed by hearing you.
That concludes our show for the evening. Call back tomorrow morning. We're actually going to do our show at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's 10 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 7 a.m. Pacific Time. We will actually put a link up on Judy's latest video, and also up on Love Revelation's latest video. But anyway, Jason, I'll give you a call here in a little bit, okay?
All right, bud. Love you guys.
All right. Talk to y'all later. Thanks for listening to Rapture Centric Radio.